Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
3-1-1 the count, the pitch. Swinging a high fly, center field, plenty deep enough to get another run home. Jackie coming in now to make the catch. He fires to the plate. A great throw. He's out. Unbelievable. He was so deep out there in left center field, and he threw a strike on the fly to the plate. What an amazing throw by Jackie Bradley Jr.
Welcome back. It's Southern New England Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Ian Steele from ABC6 filling in today alongside myself, Nick Coyd from ABC6. And we are happy to be joined to talk some Red Sox on the line by our friend Bill Koch of the Providence Journal. Bill, do you recognize this song that Laura is playing for your entrance this morning?
That would be the encore from Dave Matthews last night. Stay. Not exactly my favorite choice.
Wow. I know. You said on Twitter, quote, could have saved the cash, fellas.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, I was hoping for maybe a Rapunzel or, you know, maybe a Tripping Billy's, and instead we got Stay, which, you know, so be it. The first 17 songs were good enough. So, you know, on balance, I've had a little time to step back and decided that overall it's a pretty good show. I'm not going to let that last one ruin it.
I was going to say, we had a message from a listener, one Kevin McNamara, who was asking, how was Dave last night? Ask Bill.
Was he on his game was the exact question.
Yes, thank you.
It was pretty good. You know, they took last year off from the road, obviously, so, you know, good to see them out there again, and obviously touring on a new album, which they haven't done in a while either. I'm a fan. What can I say? My first Dave show was probably 1997.
Wow,
give or take.
So my first Dave show was last night. I was there. I missed you, bud.
You were there.
I was. Yeah, Nick was gracious enough to give me the night off, and I was able to go. And it was my first show, so it was great.
Excellent.
Yeah, good stuff. So, Bill, we haven't talked to you in a while. As Ian said on Twitter,
I know, man. You're ducking us.
You don't write. You don't call. You know,
big time member of the BBWA.
Oh, come on, guys! Come on, guys!
But it's great to see you doing so well in the Red Sox beat. And first thing I'm going to ask you is, you had the opportunity this week with the Sox on the road. You had a Red Sox legend that you were able to talk to, interview. You did a nice piece on as well in Pedro Martinez. You grew up during Pedro's time where he was hot, man. He was what he was. What was it like for you to be able to interview, to write a piece about, and to sit down with Pedro Martinez?
I was in college in Boston when the Red Sox traded for Pedro, and, you know, the Red Sox weren't very good then. You know, people look at them now and they're just this annual contender. They go to the playoffs every year, and, you know, it's almost taken for granted that that's what's going to happen. The year before they got Pedro, they were 80-82, and, you know, it was not a good team. This was before Fenway Park was renovated. You know, it was old, it was stale. You know, it wasn't great. But on the nights that he pitched, it was a very different vibe, and, you know, it became obvious pretty quickly that they had a proper superstar in that guy. You know, and I had spoken with a few of the beat writers, you know, who covered the team for far longer than me. Sean McAdam, prominent among them. I said, you know, just looking for some tips, some, you know, places to go, places not to go with Pedro. And he said that Pedro is the best guy he's dealt with in his tenure with the Sox in terms of, you know, how giving he is, how insightful he is, his ability to fill a notebook, and he was as advertised, guys. He was great.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That from a star, you know,
you don't get it.
You don't usually see that, but yeah. From someone of his stature to be that easy and that easy to connect with. I mean, you can see it. His personality shows. But yeah, also you were there to showcase some high school talent here in Rhode Island. How was the event? Everything else besides Pedro Martinez?
It was, it's all about the kids and, the families and whether or not they enjoy it. And it seemed like they did. Putting me on stage for a little while and having me introduce athletes is enough to get me to break into hives. that's not generally my scene. I don't like public speaking, and when it's a room with about 2,000 people in it, I like it even less. but you go through it because it's for the families and for the kids, and it's, you know, to celebrate their accomplishments. And, it's a very worthwhile endeavor because, you know, kids work really hard. They're great athletes. You guys know, you cover them, throughout the year, and, you know, they deserve a night to be honored for sure.
Again, that's the Providence Journal All-State Banquet that was held earlier this week.
Huge event.
All right, let's talk some Red Sox. So,
good.
What's the deal here with Jackie Bradley Jr.? All the calls we've been getting, trade him. He's in a slump. Bench him. What can this guy do to either get out of this slump, or does a move need to be made here?
It's a tough one with Jackie Bradley because, you know, he's going to be the lightning rod. He's the obvious guy who's not producing at the plate. He's almost a victim of his teammate's success because the lineup has been so good. I just think that in my mind, with the rest of the lineup being that good, you can continue to play Bradley in center field. When you have him out there, you have the best defensive outfield in baseball, in my mind. And he makes the pitching better. He makes your infield defense better. He makes everything better in the field. Would you like to have him hit, you know, at least 240, 245, 250? Yes. But, you know, I think they're looking at this as a long-term play. And, you know, let's be honest, guys. I mean, you look at their luxury tax situation. They're not really in a position to trade and add salary, you know, for a center fielder. They're also not in a spot in their farm system where they have elite prospects to move for a significant upgrade in center field.
Right. And we talked about, too, you know, up against the luxury tax bill, you've got a guy in Ruzne Castillo who's hitting in AAA, but to add him to the 40 man, you're going to take on all that extra salary. You're going to go into the luxury tax. And it's something that, unfortunately, because of all the money they've spent and some of the dead money they're holding, too, you just can't bring him up to try to give him the opportunity. Because logically, you look at it and you say, this is a guy that's hitting in AAA. He could help your lineup.
Yeah, for the better part of the last 2 years, Ruzne Castillo has been a major league player. There's no doubt about it. He certainly has the requisite skills and has shown enough to be on a big league roster. But the contract is onerous. He makes over $11 million a year. He signed for quite a while at this point. He's still on the books. He's still on the books for the Red Sox, all the way through, let's see, I have it here. He signed all the way through 2020.
Right.
There's two more years of this.
Yeah.
And it's just not an option for them to bring him up. Not at this point, and you get the sense that he's not in the plans going forward either.
The big story coming from the Red Sox obviously has to do with the man who's no longer on the Red Sox, Hanley Ramirez, and his connection with this investigation into a possible drug trafficking circle. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news, and had you heard those rumors, those whispers that everyone's kind of been teasing throughout the past week?
There's a whisper that something was going on. Had a few friends say, hey, have you heard anything about Hanley? And I said, guys, anything that I have heard is rumor, and you can't really go there. Certainly not in print. You're not going to go there.
Sure.
Anytime you hear something like that, it's a surprise. But it's also not, because you guys have been in this industry for long enough and you know that there really shouldn't be any surprises anymore.
Right.
Of course I hope it's not true. Like Alex Cora said last night, hope it's not true. My dealings with Hanley were good. this year. You know, he seemed like a positive presence in the clubhouse. You know, certainly the younger Latino players looked up to him. You know, he's a veteran in the league and a guy who, you know, has been around. You know, obviously someone who wasn't really healthy last year and got off to a pretty good start this year before he sort of faded a little. You know, so I guess, you know, like everyone else, we'll just wait and see how it plays out.
Bill, talking about some of the bottom of the order spots and some of the spots where the Red Sox could improve, one of the positions we look at is second base. And we thought they might have that with the brief return of Dustin Pedroia. Obviously, the knee has some issues again. Have we seen the last of Dustin Pedroia, or will he come back?
Yeah, it's a fair question to ask at this point, Nick, because he is 34 years old and he's coming off a pretty serious surgery. Has been shut down for a significant amount of time here. You know, I don't ever doubt Dustin Pedroia's resolve. He is a stubborn guy. He works hard. And he is still their best defensive second baseman in my mind. But I do wonder if we're past the point now where he can be an everyday player. And I think that's, you know, where the value of Brock Holt comes in. Because if Pedroia is able to come back, you know, they're going to give him all the time that he needs. You know, they need him in September and in October, you know, if they're going to make a playoff run. And if they could somehow platoon him and Brock Holt just to keep him off his feet, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, I think that could be something that you could see down the stretch.
Bill, you're a man of many hats. On top of covering the Red Sox, you're also the URI beat writer. I have to ask you about Jared Terrell signing with the Minnesota Timberwolves. What is Minnesota getting in URI's guard?
Well, you know, already a guy who's a consummate professional in my mind. You know, somebody who improved every year, whether it be his game or his body. You know, he's about 20 pounds lighter than when he came to Kingston. He's more athletic. He's more explosive. Shot the ball better his senior year than he had at any point in his career. You know, hard worker on defense. You know, someone who can truly play at both ends of the floor. Probably needs to improve, you know, his playmaking off the dribble, you know, needs to get to the rim a little better, you know, and is going to have that chance in the summer league. And I think it's a good signing for Minnesota. That's the kind of guy that you would take a chance on because he is going to add to your culture in terms of his character and the way he works.
We were going to say we love the idea of Tom Thibodeau working with Jared Terrell, too. Is it good?
Oh, good point. Yes, yeah. Yes, very good.
Going from Hurley to Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Good gracious.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, a pleasure as always, Bill. Thanks for joining us, talking some Sox, talking some URI, and some DMB. We'll take you out with some Dave Matthews as well. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bill Koch of the Providence Journal joining us and wrapping up Southern New England Sports Saturday. Ian, great job.
Thank you. Great
to work with you, my friend, on the radio.
Thanks for having
capacity.
Me. Thanks to everybody in the back for helping me out along my helping this rookie out.
Ah, yes, his maiden voyage. Very nice. For Joe and for Laura, behind the glass for Ian Steele, my name is Nick Coit. Thank you for joining us this morning. We'll be back next week. On Southern New England Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Eager Beaver Ian Steele.
This is Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.